Today is the 22nd of January, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in, as we share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together as we journey through the scriptures. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is the Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like more information about the podcast or you'd like to subscribe to the channel, then head to rayborrett.co.uk or you can simply follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray, shall we? Lord my God, I kneel before you in humble adoration before I set out to face the tasks of yet another day. Lord, I thank you for the assurance that I shall not be called upon to face them alone or in my own strength, but that you'll be with me all the time, accompanying me with your presence and strengthened by your grace. Lord Jesus, you asked us as disciples to shine as lights in a dark world. And so this morning I confess before you the many faults and weaknesses of which we are guilty, we who represent your church before the world, but Lord, especially me. I acknowledge my own part in not being light and salt to a hurting world. Forgive us, Lord, for the weakness of our witness, the smallness of our generosity, our lack of enthusiasm. Make me a more worthy follower of you. Let your power, Lord Jesus, be in us all, so we can share in the world's suffering and make right its wrongs. Amen. 1 Samuel 25, verses 23 and 24. When Abigail saw David, she quickly dismounted and threw herself on the ground at David's feet and said to him, "Please, sir, listen to me. Let me take the blame." Men, I think it's safe to say that we don't always make the right decisions. We have been known to make decisions based on pride and emotion and ego and all those sort of stuff. And I don't know about you, but I'm very grateful to my wife for bailing me out numerous times. And our chapter today is an account of exactly that. Nabal's wife stepping in to intervene because of Nabal's stupidity. Now, I appreciate that not everyone will have a spouse or a partner, and so I understand if you feel the need to kind of switch off at this point, but I think we all need someone who can run interference for us when we do things out of ego or stupidity, which is something Nabal, our belligerent husband, does really well in this chapter today. Because that person running interference for us holds us accountable. And it's one of the deep joys of deep, meaningful relationships. Whether it's marriages, long-term relationships, deep, deep, deep friendships, those people hold us accountable because we can call on that person to have our backs and remind us of just how stupid we can be at times. And Abigail, Nabal's wife, does this brilliantly. The realization of just how stupid he was actually kills Nabal in the end. But besides that, if he hadn't had a stroke and died, he may well have gone on to live a whole lot longer than if Abigail hadn't intervened and turned David away. Those people that step into the gap for us, that intervene on our behalf, are special. And we need to cherish them. And to paraphrase Proverbs 31:31, we need to give them credit for all they do. They deserve the respect of everyone. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 1 Samuel chapter 25.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the Good News Translation, and today I'm reading 1 Samuel chapter 25. Samuel died, and all the Israelites came together and mourned for him. Then they buried him at his home in Ramah. After this, David went to the wilderness of Paran. There was a man of the clan of Caleb, called Nabal, who was from the town of Maon, and he owned land near the town of Carmel. He was a very rich man, the owner of 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. His wife Abigail was beautiful and intelligent, but he was a mean, bad-tempered man. Nabal was shearing his sheep in Carmel, and David, who was in the wilderness, heard about it. So he sent 10 young men with orders to go to Carmel, find Nabal, and give him his greetings. He instructed them to say to Nabal, "David sends you greetings, my friend, with his best wishes for you, your family, and all that is yours. He heard that you were shearing your sheep, and he wants you to know that your shepherds have been with us, and we did not harm them. Nothing that belonged to them was stolen all the time they were at Carmel. Just ask them, and they will tell you. We have come on a feast day, and David asks you to receive us kindly. Please give what you can to us, your servants, and to your dear friend David." David's men delivered this message to Nabal in David's name. Then they waited there, and Nabal finally answered, "David, who is he? I've never heard of him. The country is full of runaway slaves nowadays. I'm not going to take my bread and water and the animals I've butchered for my sheep shearers and give them to people who come from I don't know where." David's men went back to him and told him what Nabal had said. "Buckle on your swords," he ordered, and they all did. David also buckled on his sword and left with about 400 of his men, leaving 200 behind with the supplies. One of Nabal's servants said to Nabal's wife Abigail, "Have you heard? David has sent some messengers from the wilderness with greetings for our master, but he insulted them. Yet they were very good to us, they never bothered us, and all the time we were with them in the fields, nothing that belonged to us was stolen. They protected us day and night the whole time we were with them looking after our flocks. Please think this over and decide what to do. This could be disastrous for our master and all his family. He is so mean that he won't listen to anybody." Abigail quickly gathered 200 loaves of bread, 2 leather bags full of wine, 5 roasted sheep, 2 bushels of roasted grain, 100 bunches of raisins, and 200 cakes of dried figs, and loaded them on donkeys. Then she said to the servants, "You go ahead, and I will follow you." But she said nothing to her husband. She was riding her donkey around the bend on a hillside when suddenly she met David and his men coming towards her. David had been thinking, "Why did I ever protect that fellow's property out here in the wilderness? Not a thing that belonged to him was stolen, and this is how he pays me back for the help I gave him. May God strike me dead if I don't kill every last one of those men before morning." When Abigail saw David, she quickly dismounted and threw herself on the ground at David's feet and said to him, "Please, sir, listen to me. Let me take the blame. Please don't pay attention to Nabal, that good for nothing. He is exactly what his name means, a fool. I wasn't there when your servants arrived, sir. It is the Lord who has kept you from taking revenge and killing your enemies. And now I swear to you by the living Lord that your enemies and all who want to harm you will be punished like Nabal. Please, sir, accept this present I have brought you and give it to your men. Please forgive me, sir, for any wrong I have done. The Lord will make you king, and your descendants also, because you are fighting his battles. And you will not do anything evil as long as you live. If anyone should attack you and try to kill you, the Lord your God will keep you safe, as someone guards a precious treasure. As for your enemies, however, he will throw them away, as someone hurls stones with a sling. And when the Lord has done all the good things he's promised you and made you the king of Israel, then you will not have to feel regret or remorse, sir, for having killed without cause or having taken your own revenge. And when the Lord has blessed you, sir, please do not forget me." David said to her, "Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who sent you today to meet me. Thank God for your good sense and for what you've done today in keeping me from the crime of murder and from taking my own revenge. The Lord has kept me from harming you. But I swear to the living God of Israel that if you'd not hurried to meet me, all of Nabal's men would have been dead by morning." Then David accepted what she'd brought him and said to her, "Go back home and don't worry. I will do what you want." Abigail went back to Nabal, who was at home having a feast fit for a king. He was drunk and in a good mood, so she did not tell him anything until the next morning. Then, after he sobered up, she told him everything. He suffered a stroke and was completely paralyzed. Some 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal and he died. When David had heard that Nabal had died, he said, "Praise the Lord. He has taken revenge on Nabal for insulting me and kept me, his servant, from doing wrong. The Lord has punished Nabal for all his evil." Then David sent a proposal of marriage to Abigail. His servants went to her at Carmel and came to her and said to her, "David has sent us to take you to him to be his wife." Abigail bowed down to the ground and said, "I am his servant, ready to wash the feet of his servants." She rose quickly and mounted the donkey. Accompanied by her 5 maids, she went with David's servants and became his wife. David married Ahinoam from Jezreel, and now Abigail also became his wife. Meanwhile, Saul had given his daughter Michal, who had been David's wife, to Palti, son of Laish, who was from the town of Galim. We're going to have our second piece of music. Just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read about Nabal and Abigail, and after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our local police departments. Let's pray, shall we? Loving God, we give thanks for the positive relationships that many police have in many communities. But Lord, we pray for relationships with communities and groups who find it hard to trust the police. We pray that you would bring down barriers and build bridges. We pray that you would create opportunities for relationships to be built and for police and local communities to get alongside each other. We pray that police officers would show compassion, even in the most difficult of situations. And we pray, Lord, that there would be protection over our police forces. Physical protection, spiritual protection, emotional protection, and mental protection as they engage with people who don't always respond positively. We pray, Lord, that you would work out your plan to bring love and hope into the lives of all who work in the police forces. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, our Saviour and our Protector. Amen. we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.